USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell thinks Congress should move quickly to pass a new coronavirus stimulus package that covers areas where Republicans and Democrats have agreed. McConnell opening the Senate and accusing top Democrats of holding things up by seeking too much. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman also thinks something needs to get done before everyone heads home for the Christmas recess.
It's getting worse around the country. In Ohio, we have more cases, more hospitalizations, sadly more fatalities, and yet we have this good news about the vaccine out there. There's a period of probably 3 or 4 months now where we need more help to get to the period where the vaccine is going to be widely available.
President Trump is honoring legendary football coach Lou Holtz with the Medal of Freedom. The president hosting a socially distanced ceremony in the Oval Office on Thursday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Greg Kelly Reports is breaking ratings records. It's the hit new show on Newsmax TV. President Trump was recently on Greg Kelly, and every night more than 2 million people tune in. Kelly is a former combat Marine pilot and White House correspondent. He's asking the tough questions the media won't. Tune in to Greg Kelly on Newsmax at 7 p.m. Eastern. Plus, watch Newsmax for Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Alan Dershowitz, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, and a lot more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Cox, Optimum, Spectrum, Fios, and more. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator today. Tell them you want it. Plus, watch Newsmax TV for free on Roku, Zumo, YouTube, Pluto, Apple TV, and even smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Newsmax is already one of America's top cable news channels. Find out why. Watch it today. Newsmax is real news for real people. You should watch Newsmax.
Minnesota, Illinois, Michigan, and New Jersey all have issued mask mandates to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. One state where you will not find a mask mandate is Florida. Governor Ron DeSantis also pledging to not shut down his state. He tells Fox News,
all businesses are open. We've had things like theme parks, beaches open for months and months. We have schools open, all K through 12 school districts, private schools, charter schools. We have sporting events. And my view is that everybody's essential. Who is government to say that your job is not essential? I think it is essential. I think some of the stuff in March and April didn't work. I think you have to let people earn a living.
Former Presidents Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama all have said they would get vaccinated with the new COVID-19 vaccine as a way to boost public confidence in any upcoming vaccines. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto-pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A once-in-a-lifetime event will light up the December sky later this month.
The night of December 21st will be Earth's first chance in 8 centuries to witness what's been called the Christmas star. On the winter solstice this month, Jupiter and Saturn will be extremely close together from the Earth's vantage point, creating a point of light that's been dubbed the Christmas star or the Star of Bethlehem. Astronomers say that the occurrence happens every 20 years or so, but that the two planets won't have been this close together since the 13th century. In order to see the Star of Bethlehem, stargazers here in North America just need to look to the southwest about 45 minutes after sunset. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The 48th annual March for Life is still scheduled to occur despite the coronavirus pandemic. The march, scheduled to take place January 29, 2021 on the National Mall in Washington, D.C., will look different. The D.C. government might require March for Life participants to wear masks and undergo a temperature check, as they did with a Get Your Knee Off Our Necks rally held on August 28th. Normally attended by tens of thousands of pro-life demonstrators from all over the country, it's unknown how many people will attend the rally this year during the coronavirus pandemic. And finally, it was back on this date in 1947 when a streetcar named Desire opens on Broadway. The show would run more than 800 performances and turn Marlon Brando into an overnight star. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.